Grand Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Come morning, crews will continue the harrowing task of digging through the debris of flattened and battered homes after hundreds of people were displaced by a destructive tornado that tore through the Mississippi Delta. At least 26 people were killed. Our Christian Benavidas is there.
The devastating tornado brought death and destruction to a wide stretch of Mississippi and other parts of the Deep South.
We lost everything, but we got our life.
As the twister wiped out neighborhoods, the National Weather Service says it apparently remained on the ground for more than an hour. The tornado touched down in Rolling Fork in western Mississippi Friday night and kept going to other towns across the region. Now houses sit in ruins, toppled trees are all around, and flipped cars and even big trucks litter the landscape.
Former President Trump at his first campaign rally ahead of 2024. Reporter Chris Fox.
Trump Force One landing in Waco about 50 minutes after the former president was scheduled to address the MAGA rally. Trump did speak for an hour and a half, critical of President Biden for overturning his executive orders. Then he focused on a top opponent for the Republican nomination, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
You'll see some numbers that are weak. Just what had one today. 69 for Trump, and I think 18 or 19 for DeSanctimonious.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Waco, Texas.
The death toll now stands at three after crews discovered another person at a West Reading, Pennsylvania chocolate factory after it exploded. Gene Long works nearby.
All my customers said they heard it, and all the workers that were out here heard it. My street was all filled with UGI trucks and ambulances and the fire engines because they're working on this all night.
Four people are still unaccounted for. The first responders are using dogs to find anyone who is still trapped. Americans hold $1 trillion in credit card debt. One in three has a balance to pay off. The interest on those cards is getting a little steeper now that the Federal Reserve increased rates again for the ninth time in a year. Correspondent Tanya Rivera with suggestions on how to soften the blow.
Your card's rate is not totally tied to the Fed's actions. Your credit score has a lot to do with it. Here are tips that could bring some relief. If you have good credit, transfer balances to an introductory 0% rate card. A lower interest personal loan can also help. And finally, try picking up the phone and asking your card issuer for a lower rate.
British actor Daniel Radcliffe and his American actress girlfriend Erin Dark are expecting a baby. The couple has kept things relatively on the down low ever since meeting on the set of his 2013 film, How to Kill Your Darlings. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Breaking news.
Tax refund shock is everywhere, but what is it?
My tax refund shrank.
Mine too.
The culprit? Pandemic-related stimulus payments and tax credits expiring. In this reporter's opinion, you need a tax expert.
Hey guys, Jackson Hewitt guarantees your biggest refund.
And tax prep is 50% off? Going there now.
50% off is a limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 23 overnight under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 44 tomorrow, overcast skies, mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows around 24. Highs level off around 44 Monday under cloudy skies, 43 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Well, I'm sitting back here watching the waves. People can't keep their frowns off their face. If they stop trying to put everyone in their place, maybe we can get along.
take its toll. It's gonna take me home.
Sync Radio. We are local music cruising round. That is Seen Somebody. Train Keeps Rolling before that. Cruising Around. I really love this band a lot. And you can see them tomorrow at the Red Rooster for Dana Perry's album release party for her new album, Now and Then.
That's tomorrow?
That's tomorrow at the Red Rooster.
Ooh.
So it's Cruising Around, Uncle Jim, Dana Perry.
Oh, that's going to be a great show.
It is. Mm-hmm. And you got to check it out. Dana Perry goes on tour. She's going to be gone for like a month, I think.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr.
Hello.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, get that app on your phone, the Civic Media app. You can listen to all the shows.
Everywhere and anywhere, Jimmy Kay. We listened in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Civicmedia.us. Hey, Bombastica is just 3 weeks away. The 27th anniversary of Maximum Inc. and Max Inc. And we're throwing a party at the Wisco Rocker April 15th. We're going to do a live radio broadcast. The three of us.
Oh, no.
Plus E-Dub. E-Dub is going to join.
E-Dub is coming back.
Well, it's live radio at the Wisco. Of course, E-Dub's going to join.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
A reunion.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Anyway, April 15th, we'll be live broadcasting. Rob will be here at the studio. We'll be at the Wisco from 6 to 9 doing the live broadcast. And then at 9 o'clock, Rocker, the music starts. The real party happens. Tell us about the bands.
Oh, that's right, Jimmy. Ironplow, my band, will open up the show for Eclipse Records recording artist Carbellion.
Ooh.
And they're from Milwaukee, and that's going to be an amazing show. They have a brand new album out. And followed by another Milwaukee band, Wizard Hammer. And they're crazy. They got this guy who's an amazing bass player and great drummer, great band. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you know what? You bring up Bombastica every year. You know, I've been doing Bombastica, which is Maximum Inc.'s anniversary party, since the year 2000, right?
Right.
Bombastica 2000 was the first one. I was just looking at the poster for Bombastica 2002. It's like going back in history, right? We did, here's what we did then, 3 days, 16 bands, two cities,
what?
And free admission, right?
Wow.
We did it at the Globe in Milwaukee, and then also at the Annex here in Madison. And we even had the Electric Hellfire Club was one of the bands that we got. They were, you know, they're a huge national band at the time. And the Pipe Circus, Jimmy, you might remember them.
Pat Peterson.
Muzzy,
yeah,
Lucton, Moon Gypsies, who they're going to be playing a show. We're going to be telling you they're going to be reuniting for one this summer.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you about it yet. All right.
Of course.
But it's in the.
That was a tease. That was a good tease.
Well, that was a really good tease.
Yeah. Yeah, so we did Bombastica. Used to be traveling between Milwaukee and Madison, and we even did one in Rockford.
We should bring this back.
I was going to ask, why aren't we doing this
now? We could hit Wausau.
You know, we're all just waking up from the pandemic.
Oh,
right?
So, that's what it is.
You know,
we're the pandemic.
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's a great idea. I mean,
hit the road, go to Wausau, hit Stevens Point.
Do some different cities every time.
I want to do one in Green Bay.
Dude,
Wausau. Mm-hmm. We got to do one. Maybe we'll do a Bombastica in like every CM market.
That'd be fun.
That would be great. Let's go on tour.
Yes.
There we go.
Civic Media Tour, Saturday night tour.
I'm in.
Is there somebody at the door, Viv? All right. That's our next guest. They're the Little Earthquakes. I can feel the ground trembling right now.
Oh, good.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call us up, say hi, tell us what you're doing tonight. While we jam some Ja Boogie, brand new music from him on Max Inc. Radio.
I do work when I wake up in the dawn, and meditation goes into the higher spaces. One, when I'm walking through my garden, and I'm feeding all the nations. I do work when I reason with the youth, and making them a world of wickedness in high places. One, when I look into the crystal ball, staring at the ancestors' faces. I do work, I do work, I do work, I do work, I do spiritual work. I do work, I do work, I do work, I do work, I do spiritual work. Looking in the rising in the dawn. Storming, working in the in the dawning. Meditation goes into the higher spaces. One, when I'm walking through my garden and I'm feeding on the nations, I do one. When I reason with the youth and making them aware of wickedness in high places. One, when I look into the crystal ball, staring at the ancestors' faces. One, when I manipulate the frequency, causing higher bases and the revelation. One, developing the combination like a chef in the kitchen, you can taste it. One, when I'm making them aware of themselves, better than we can. Give a little one and raise the vibration, and I have the implementation.
That's All the Lovin' I Need, song Michael Dragan on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. How you doing, everybody? We've got the Devil's Lair coming up with Jake O in just a couple of minutes. Little Earthquakes are getting set up as well. Ooh. Have a chat with them. Terry, a big kind of a cross promo event with Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media.
Yes.
Up in Neenah is really cool.
No, this would be...
it's not in Neenah.
Rapids, Nakusa area.
Oh, Rapids. Okay.
Yeah. I know. Well, you know, the Civic Media rep... this network has grown so quickly, sometimes it's easy to get confused. Which station? Where are we talking about? But yeah, this is going to be with Wisc Country 105.5, basically out of Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa. It's the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music Competition. Oh my goodness. They had so many people get into this last year that they think it's going to be bigger than ever this year. Happening at Hoozles at the Lakes. And yes, we're part of it. Of course, the Civic Media Network is part of it. And basically, if you go to the website, Rise to Music, you sign up to compete, and it goes on all summer.
There's prizes.
Tons of prizes. Yeah,
and of course,
cash. I'll just say that because people like cash.
Cash.
Mm-hmm.
You could win some cash.
Uh-huh.
That's a great prize.
Yes.
It satisfies everything.
Yeah. And the registration for any artists that want to compete, well, it's open now. So definitely register to do that. It's going to be so much fun. You can also get details. This is super easy. Wiscountry.com. Wiscountry.com. Go there and you'll be right easily directed to where to register.
How cool is that? Hometown radio
supporting
a local artist competition where they can win some cash.
Cash. They get radio time. They get some gear. They get other shows that they can play. And even, I believe, they will get a chance to play at Hoozles at the Lakes, which is beautiful and a great venue. They get to play there every single week later in the summer.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, check it out there.
Yeah.
We'll have more updates on that as we get closer to the event, I'm sure. Rocker, you requested to play some Smoking with Superman for our next guest. Why not? This is E-Funk on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Spoken with Superman. We are local music, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, 3 Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a really cool locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery. They're going to have some live music there too on the patio in the spring. Look out for that. Get the details right now at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all at Wood Avenue in Madison. To get more details at forwardcraft.com.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Rescuers race to search for survivors and help hundreds of people left homeless after a powerful tornado cut a devastating path through Mississippi, killing at least 26. Noel Crook lives in hard-hit Rolling Fork.
It's kind of a lifestyle. You know, yesterday was yesterday, and that's gone. I can nothing I can do about it. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's not here yet, so I don't have any control over it. Here I am today.
Former President Trump has his eyes set on 2024. He complained about his tax records being combed over.
And yet, after going over 11 million pages of documents, I built a great company. They've got nothing. They've got nothing.
That at a rally in Texas. 3 people are dead and another 4 missing following a Friday night explosion at a Pennsylvania chocolate factory. West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holbin.
The rescue workers are continuing their efforts to search the area thoroughly, utilizing specialized equipment and techniques to locate signs of life.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody, on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Live at the Devil's Lair with Jake O coming up in just a couple of minutes. But right now, here's Rocker to introduce our next guest.
Jimmy, during the lockdown, little earthquakes gathered in a converted chicken coop on a rural Wisconsin farm to write and record their debut album, Promises. And the 5-piece original group from Madison is ready to share it with the public. Annie, Shannon, and Brett have stopped by the studio. Actually, Shannon's on the phone tonight to tell us all about the upcoming album and the release show at the Burr Oak on April 6th, along with guests Pink Halo. Annie, Brett, Shannon, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yay. Great to have you all here.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having us.
Make sure Shannon is here on the phone. Are you with us there, sir?
Hey,
yeah, I am. Thank you.
Excellent. Oh, great. Oh, great. Okay, so for our listeners who may not be familiar, How do you describe little earthquakes? How did you come to be in a converted chicken coop? I love this story. Give us the backstory. Give us all the scoop.
Or poop.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say it. Tell us more. Tell
Shannon,
us more.
You want to start this one off?
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, in COVID, it was Brett and Mark and Mark and I had played together in a band before. We'd had a reunion show for that band, and in part of that process of getting ready for that, we started playing together. And we'd come down, we'd meet at Mark, the drummer had bought a place in Cambridge, a farm, and we started playing in his barn. And then over the course of time, as things got colder, we decided we can't play in the barn in the middle of winter.
You can't feel your fingers.
but he had this old chicken coop, and so once COVID hit, the project that kept us together and kept us working together was taking and tearing that thing apart, putting in a new floor, putting in new walls in it, getting it. Actually, so it turns out it's a beautiful, beautiful space, great recording environment. That was our pod. That we just sort of all would disappear there over the course of those couple of years.
That is great. What a story.
It was good. Andy calls it our West Elm chicken coop.
That's so
Very
good.
Dwell magazine for a chicken coop.
Oh, fancy chicken coop.
It's very fancy.
Okay, so Brett, now tell us, how did you meet Annie? And it has something to do with some old Smokin' for Superman band?
Yes, yeah. So Smokin' for Superman, we were asked to play Funk Out Cancer. Alphalachi approached us about it, mm-hmm. and it was a really good cause. So we got everyone back together, and Shannon and I and Mark had been playing for, you know, a year or so. We weren't really sure where that was going to go. And so then we had our first rehearsal. Well, Joy Draglin brought in some backup singers, and I remember we were rehearsing, and I was just kind of looking over at Annie and like, who is this girl? Like, we this might be a good fit for our band.
That's
and then
awesome.
We all went out for dinner afterwards. Annie wasn't there. I was sitting next to Joy, and Joy is like, you guys should really get Annie in your band. And we made the phone call, and that's kind of how it all went
down.
It
just made it happen. That's a great story.
It is.
Tell us about the recording of the album during the lockdown, and how excited you have to be to finally be able to release it to the people.
Yeah. It was... I've never been in a music project where we took on the recording ourselves, so we were recording everything. So it was, I don't know, it was a big learning curve. Shannon, what do you think?
The process itself was really liberating, right? Like we were able to take time with the recording in a way that we never had been able to before. And during lockdown we had all the time in the world, so we kind of took advantage of that more than anything. But in the, you know, I think in the end what that meant is we recorded it. Realized we could get better sounds on a couple of the instruments and drums, re-recorded everything, and then did mix down and got it ready to go. So I think at this point we're just super anxious to get in.
And then maybe we re-recorded it again.
We recorded things, it felt like.
Two or three times.
Many times.
But at this point, you must be so proud. And as you were saying, we can't wait to get this out there now.
I feel like we're kind of excited for the next album, because I think we got things kind of dialed in where we're pretty happy with how things are sounding.
It took some time for us to figure out like what the sound we make together is, like writing together. When I first joined, there were, I think, like six or so songs already written that I just wrote, you know, melodies and lyrics and harmonies mm-hmm. to. But then when we started writing together and Science, our synth and keyboard player, kind of joined back up with us, things got really magical at that point. So I think now going forward, it's just going to be... I think we'll just continue to evolve, like, how we write and how we sound, which is really exciting.
Oh, that's great.
So this was, like, I feel like all this music that's on this album, it's, like, It's got so many different vibes to it. It's like different generations of how we evolved. And you can hear that in the different, like, there's just so many different sounds.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. You got the show coming up with Pink mm-hmm. Halo. Tell us about that band.
Pink Halo. Oh my gosh. I can't believe they said yes. They are such a hot band. They're a really fun, like, indie pop, electro indie pop duo. One of the members, Julian, is also kind of a multi-instrumentalist in the band Kainalu. And they are just like doing amazing things right now. They just released an album. I'm so excited to play with them, and I feel really blessed that they said yes to doing this show with us. I think it's just going to be like, people are not going to be able to like sit in chairs during this show.
Oh, those are the best.
It's going to be mm-hmm. a standing show. And oh, we're doing it at the Burr Oak, which is like, I just love that venue. It's small, but it's like, feels like home. It feels like the kind of venue that Madison needs more of.
Yes.
I kind of like grew up bartending at the King Club, and I miss that place so much.
I remember the King mm-hmm. Club.
That was always a good time.
Oh man, yeah. I worked there like four nights a week for like 3 or 4 years. It was it was like the best.
Wow.
So that feels like, you know, kind of like a place I want to have as a musical home.
Yeah. Well, okay. The show's at the Burr Oak. That's Madison. April 6th, you will have CDs or records, right?
We will have vinyl.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That is amazing. Wow, you guys.
Yeah, we're so excited.
And where can people, along with going to the show, because obviously that's what we want, go buy the vinyl at your show, go hear these guys, where could people also find the band and the new album?
Our Bandcamp is a great place to go. That's a great way to support us and the music we're making. You can pre-order our vinyl on Bandcamp, and you will get a signed copy, actually, that you can pick up at the show, or we can ship it to you if you're not in Madison.
Nice.
And you get a sticker.
Hey, that's cool.
The sticker's a clincher there.
But you can also download the MP3s there. Also, we'll be on all the streaming services. We have 3 singles out that you can listen to now.
Perfect.
And then the full album comes out end of this month, I think.
It goes live on Friday on the streaming.
Oh,
nice.
So,
and of course, Bandcamp. Oops, I'm sorry, Shannon. Go ahead.
I just special sneak preview goes up a little bit before the show.
Excellent.
That's great.
People also get their sneak previews here on Max Inc. Radio, because we've been spinning the tracks for a few weeks now. Annie, Brett, Shannon, thank you so much for coming into the studio tonight and calling in, Shannon. Appreciate
thank you.
And
thanks for having us.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much for having us.
Excellent. Let's hear some music. I love this album, the 3 songs that I've heard so far. This is Little Earthquakes, Digital Cowboy. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fertile ground for growth. Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Little Earthquakes. The song is called Eggshells. Grab the advanced single right now. Pre-order your vinyl on Bandcamp. Thanks to Annie, Brett, and Shannon for coming on the show tonight. Stick around live in the Devil's Lair with Jake O. It's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Are you looking for a great way to get into shape this year and have a fun time doing it? Then look no further than Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu in Sun Prairie, just off of Highway 19 behind Gus's Diner. Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu offers students a challenging curriculum and a safe and family-friendly environment for all ages. Kids' classes are offered Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. with an emphasis on bullyproofing. Veterans and first responders receive a 22% discount on the cost of membership in honor of their service. Check us out online at leviathanbjj.gymdesk.com.
The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on North Texas in the semifinal round of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 6.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory. Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.